this buyer, he better move and make some decisions, or else he's going to be get kicked out of the market.
Yep. Welcome back, everyone. And we are on Real Estate Unlimited. And today's topic is radon. We will get started right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to our podcast, and we have Sturgios and James with us today. So our topic's going to be radon, and what is radon? What does it do? What should we be aware of? I'm just going to read a quick definition of radon that I've got from the North Carolina Radon Program out there. What is radon? Well, radon is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. An estimate 21,000 people nationally die each year from radon-induced lung cancer. 450 North Carolinians are estimated to die each year due to radon-induced lung cancer. So, with that said, data has been given to us by the CDC. A lot of people have their opinions on the CDC. 77 of 100 counties in North Carolina have radon indoor air levels above action level 4 PCI. Okay. So, Sergios, you are a home inspector. James, I know you got a juicy story for us to learn about radon. Radon is a colorless, odorless, tasteless, and chemically inert radioactive gas. It is formed by the natural radioactivity decay of uranium in rock, soil, and water, which you told me about this about a week ago, radon in water. Testing from radon is the only way to know how much is present in a building. So, Sergios, what do you know about radon? What have you dealt with as a home inspector with radon?
Yeah. So, I mean, radon is one of those things I think is kind of overlooked in the industry. I especially think it's kind of overlooked in North Carolina. One of the main reasons I feel this way is you hit on it. It says it's the, you know, leading cause of lung cancer. So it's actually the second leading cause of lung cancer, period. First being that of smoking. And I think there was a lot of it, especially being in North Carolina. This is the smoking capital of the world. We had RJR, you know, so I think for quite a bit of time, if anyone developed lung cancer, it was automatically tied to cigarette smoke. Oh, well, they didn't smoke. Yeah, but Mama and Papa did. So that's where they got it. And that's where I think as the generations move away from smoking now, it's not as big as it was. I think we're going to start to really kind of see the importance of it. And about 30% of the houses in the North Carolina area have high radon levels. And when we say high radon, that is over, as you said, 4 PCLs, which is a measurement that is done by the CDC and the EPA that kind of tells us, hey, at this level, it can be dangerous. We've test all of the houses, or we recommend testing all the houses that we inspect. And you actually will have hot spots of radon in a collection of area. There's one neighborhood, which I won't say their name, that if you do a home in there, I would bet you even money that you're going to have high radon levels. And when I say high, I'm not talking 4.1, 4.2. I'm talking 12 to 14 PCLs, and it's the continuous exposure. Just like one cigarette's probably not going to give you lung cancer, right? Well, one breath of radon's not going to do it, but a continuous breath of that is going to do that. And a lot of times what we find, it's going to be higher in that basement because it's below grade, and gas like water is going to follow the path of least resistance, right? So we've created a giant chamber that we can fill with all the gases, those inert gases that we can't see, smell, or taste. And the scary part about that is, where do most children, young adults spend their time if they have a house that has a basement, right? It's usually in the basement. It's usually their hangout area. So that's really the danger of it. And it's not something that's going to present itself until later when it becomes a true issue. So that being said, that's where the radon really does have its danger, is that prolonged exposure at those higher rates. So that's the bad news. The good news is that it's actually easily corrected. You can put what's called a radon mitigation system in, and essentially what the radon mitigation system does is it creates a smaller chamber below your dwelling. And it's a, if you think, imagine like a large 5 gallon bucket, 10 gallon bucket, right? And it creates a vacuum. Now it's going to suck all of those inert gases, and that vacuum is now going to be piped out into the air, into the atmosphere, where it's naturally occurring, but it's now being diluted to 0.000 trillionth of a breath or a PCL. So that's the good sign about it. Again, we do have a very, very high concentration in this area, about 30% of the houses, and some neighborhoods have a much, much higher concentration than others.
I see. You said radon takes the path of least resistance, like water. So gases do that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so that's something to be aware of as well. So, you know, it's going to follow the path of least resistance. Not only that, a lot of times the water table is going to affect your readings. So if you have a house that is right at that borderline level, anytime it rains, it pushes up that water level. Well, water is going to also push up the gas levels as well of that water table. So you actually can actually see the test that we run, do a full digital test, and it does an hour by hour reading. So you can actually see, it's kind of interesting where you can see where it's rained, you're going to have a peak in that level. And as it stops to rain and then the water table starts to drop, those numbers will actually come back down. Yeah. So that is going to always follow the path of least resistance. That being said, especially in some of these newer developments, we always recommend that if we've done the inspection and we've done a radon, 6 months to a year later, you're going to want to repeat that, especially if they're building around you. Because what can occur is your house can be fine. And I actually had this happen several years ago, where we did a house for a gentleman and the levels were low to mid, but still not high enough where it needed to be mitigated. Mm-hmm. Well, they are still currently, they're even still developing this neighborhood and expanding this neighborhood. And unfortunately, he had a small medical condition where he actually wound up selling his house 6 months later. But they had put three new houses behind him. Mm-hmm. And it went from 3.4 to 12.7. Because now they had bulldozed and they had removed the path of least resistance for that gas. And they've now created the new path of least resistance, which was right into his living room.
Is this house on a slab?
This house was on a slab, yes.
Yeah. I noticed radon, and people out there watching, radon is, I just read the definition, but it comes from rock, right? And soil and water. And it is radioactive, right?
Yeah, so it's comes from the degrading of it. So everything breaks down, right? And we have a lot of granite. We have a lot of depleted uranium, not to the point of are long growing in North Carolina, right? But, you know, as everything breaks down, it's going to release side effects and byproducts, correct? Mm-hmm. Everything does that. You know, we break down, we release meth. What's the word I'm looking for? The gas. Methane, thank you. When our bodies break down, we actually release methane into the atmosphere as we degrade. So as our substrate starts to degrade, it releases multiple chemicals and gases, and one of them is radon. And as it breaks down, again, it's going to follow, it's going to slowly seep out into the air. And once it's in the air, again, it's diluted to such a it's a very, very safe level. But we are creating these cavities, these wonderful opportunities for all of this gas to collect. And the problem with that is, while it does follow the path of least resistance, what does everyone want to do with their house? They want it as watertight as possible, as sealed off as possible. They mm-hmm. want that door to close, and they don't want any air in or out, mm-hmm. which is great for the environment when you're trying to keep it at 72 degrees. Mm-hmm. It's bad when things are seeping in and now they have nowhere to go because we've created that nice tight seal. Mm-hmm. See, the problem with radon and the path least resistance, concrete's porous, right?
Mm-hmm.
CMU or your cinder block in your basement is porous. It's just naturally going to be that way. So gas, it does not take much for it to seep through those type of materials. And once they seep through, now they're encountering a solid wall of drywall, insulation, sheathing, outside some kind of vapor wrap, and then the outside of the home. So now we've created this perfect opportunity, like a balloon, right? The balloon air can get in easily, but it can't escape out the outside of that balloon very well.
Right. Good analogy. And I'm just going to share this story. I tend to see higher levels. I've seen it, you know, Forsyth County is huge with rock, Randolph County. And I've noticed that on the map there, if you can go online and look up EPA.com radon, North Carolina, will show you a map. When you get to the sandier counties, they're a lot less. Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Well, yeah, because again, we're talking about what is the ground underneath made out of, right? So when you're getting into those sandier counties and everything, you've got a different substrate, you know. And as we go into that Piedmont, we got that perfect clay mixture. And right below that perfect clay, we have huge deposits of stone and minerals, you know, which is great for us, right? I mean, we got solid ground. We can have fertile soil, but it's a double-edged sword.
Right. And James, have you seen this? And both of you guys, when there's a basement and there's a sump pump, is generally where I want to see the higher levels of radon. Is that just a coincidence? What are your thoughts on that?
So if you have the sump pump, that's for water, right?
Right.
And water, gas follows a path of least resistance. So if you've got there could be a pretty good correlation with that, simply because of the fact you already know we've created a path for that water to enter at some point, and that gas is going to ride along right with it.
Hmm. Gotcha. And by no means, I'm not saying not to do a radon inspection. I always recommend them to my clients. And if they choose not to, I get them to sign the professional service addendum where we recommended it and they declined it. As far as crawl spaces go, have you seen high levels of radon in a crawl space?
So, yeah, actually, you know, again, it really just depends where they happen to put this house.
Okay.
Okay. The neighborhood that I'm talking about, that we were talking about earlier, has incredibly high levels, right? But less than a quarter mile on the other side of the street, their levels are nothing. We always recommend it, even with a crawl space, because if you have a higher pocket of radon in that area, now the crawl space should ventilate a good majority of it out, but we've actually done them on condos, and they've said, hey, we still want to do it even though it's a condo. And a friend of mine got an 8.4 on a second story condo.
Wow.
So imagine what that first floor is actually.
It's incredible.
And it just happened to be where they put the house.
And you're not going to tell us this neighborhood, are you?
No. off record, off the recording.
I've got my suspicions. Yeah. Let's talk about it off record.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Sturgios. Is it a fallacy that an easy remedy for remediating radon levels would be to just open up the windows in the basement level, or open up the windows if it's on a slab or a crawl space for, like, say, 15 minutes a day or something like that. Is that a fallacy, or is there some truth to it?
Well, let me ask you this question. Christmas week, right? 6 degrees for the entire week. You open in those windows? Do that.
Not practical.
Middle of August is 103 outside.
Not practical.
You know? So that's why when we do our testing, we are very clear that we say we need closed house conditions. Mm-hmm. And what closed house conditions means windows closed. You can enter and exit as you normally would, mm-hmm. going in and out of the house, mm-hmm. Because that's going to give us a real idea of what your real readings are going to be. Mm-hmm. But to say that you're going to open up your window and, you know, you're going to air it out, that's the same thing as, you know, you've got some water in the basement. Well, I'm just going to broom it out every time it rains.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really stop the water from coming in?
Gotcha.
No. Okay. You know, and is it still doing damage?
Okay.
You know, so let's run with that idea. Let's say you are diligent and you open up your windows 15 minutes every single day. Mm-hmm. You set an alarm from 3 to 3:15. You open that window and you close it. Great. What's going to happen the moment you close that window again?
Still collects.
Mm-hmm. So 23 hours and 45 minutes, you're breathing in at a higher level. And for 15 minutes, you've decided to flush the system. You know, that's like me. Let's go back to the smoking analogy with lung cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like me going, well, I'm not going to smoke that last quarter of a cigarette. That mm-hmm. way I don't get cancer.
Okay. Makes sense.
A little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah, if you drop them on one and accept them on the other, that might enable the broadband.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. So I've got to get off in a couple of minutes. I've got some clients to get to, but I have a little story. It happened not too long ago. So we got a house, found a house for my buyers, and we got everything done, the inspection done. And that included termite control, termite inspection, as well as pest and radon. And the bill amounted to around $700. She went ballistic on me. Mm. She thought it was too much. So I had to actually give her a breakdown and reason with her. This is actually pretty inexpensive and relatively speaking. And she said, well, I still think it's too high. I've got a guy who can do it for me, who could have done this inspection for me. So I said, I tell you what, I'll go ahead and get you three other estimates, sight unseen estimates, and I will report those back to you. They were drastically higher. So that calmed her down a little bit. So the way the story goes is that I showed her the professional services, which is basically a CYA sheet for agents. I said, you signed off on getting all these things done, and it's for your protection because you're going to live here, not me. The radon inspection, it came back at a 6.
Oh. See?
Yeah, back at a 6. So she said, well, what do we do? I said, well, I would recommend that you get a radon remediation kit. She said, I'll think about it. I said, well, I can't tell you, emphasize how dangerous this level is. I think right at a 4, and I told her what the baseline levels are. And I said, even at a 4, I would start breaking out in a sweat. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I'll think about it, James. And I said, okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's a very scary, you know, thought. And again, it's an afterthought to a lot of people. You know, until they get that number back, like you said, at a 6. Well, why'd I have to spend that money? Well, now you know you've got a level that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
I did one, and it was tearing at my heart, man, because the granddaughter had moved into the basement, mm-hmm. right? And they were selling this, and she had this little cough, and she was 17 years old. I was like, oh, you had a cough? She goes, oh, I've had it for about a month or so, but I just think it's allergies. And it was over 12 on the radon. So, you know, I mean, you hope it was just a cough. You hope it was just allergies. you know, but she's been living down there for over 5 years with her grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so yeah. You don't think about it until it's too late.
That gives me pause now because I don't have a radon remediation kit in my home. And in the basement, it's partially subterranean. Mm-hmm. And it has a den, and it has a second room, which is used as an additional bedroom. I need to get a remediation kit.
Now, have you done the testing?
I need to do the testing first, yeah. But I'm going to anticipate that I need a remediation kit, and I probably would get one anyway as overkill. Yeah.
But and that's just it. It's one of those things, again, that 30%, you know, rule where, you know, if you do a basement, you know, if you're at 0.5, mm-hmm. The average test is plus or minus 0.3. Mm-hmm. You know, so as long as you're in an established neighborhood, more than likely you're going to be okay.
Yeah, but there's been some construction across the wooded area of townhomes, new townhomes. So path
of least and huge footprint. Yep.
So here we go.
I'm learning a lot myself. I did not realize that construction in an area can affect your radon levels. This is great news.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's just it. I actually always kind of encourage that. Hey, listen, just so you know, this is what it is. And again, the machine and the radon that we use, the radon testing that we do, it gives an hour by hour basis. So you can see, hey, that true fluctuation. And if I see any other construction in the area, I tell them this is a snapshot right now of what your radon is. I cannot guarantee what this is going to be in 3, 6, 9, 12 months as they're finishing their construction project. You know, and it's kind of interesting. You can actually have it higher and they start doing construction and now they've made the path least resistance over there, so it can actually do the opposite, you know. But I'm not trying to, you know, bet my family's health and life on that one.
So let me ask you, what are the price ranges, or is it dependent upon the square footage or of a property?
So it's not the square footage. It's really the how much do you need? The most I've seen, I actually saw 3 pumps in a house one time. Because the levels were so high.
Okay.
And on top of that, it was still at a 2 point something when we did the radon test. Mm-hmm. You know, but your average system for your average standalone home is about $1,200 to $1,500. It may have went up this year a little bit just because of the price of inflation and everything. Right. But, you know, averaging $1,500 is what that mitigation system is going to cost you.
Very, very little cost. When you put that against the backdrop of the risks.
Well, and from a realtor situation, you know, if you are going to get it done. So, for example, we do radon testing and it's $150 for the radon test, right? Mm-hmm. If you do it within a home inspection, it's $200 for standalone. Mm-hmm. But if it's in a transaction and $150 versus $1,500, which one does your client want to pay? Because down the line, if they sell their house and they didn't want the radon, but the next guy wants a radon test and it comes back high, well, now that buyer, who is now the seller, is on the hook.
Mm-hmm. And he's on the hook, and this is for real estate agents to know. Radon is a material fact. So if a buyer, you're under contract, and the buyer does a radon test and it comes back high, you have to report that as the seller's agent. Radon is a material fact. Mm-hmm. Just as if a home does not appraise due to an FHA appraisal, that is also a material fact.
Just like methamphetamine mm-hmm. is a material fact. Now, if it's a crack house, no. If it's a dope marijuana, basic marijuana house, where they were storing marijuana in the walls and whatnot, not a material fact. But if it's methamphetamine, yep, because that stuff has a tendency to soak into the drywall, and it can affect its inhabitants' health.
So, and fun fact on that one, 7 to 10 years before you can do anything to it.
What's that?
Fun fact on that one, depending upon the city ordinances, it can be 7 to 10 years before you can do anything with that house.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Amazing. I think this is great stuff. Welcome, Susan.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Susan's in Florida. Our agent from Florida, Jupiter, checking in on us. Do you guys see any radon out there, Susan?
Yeah, we have little radon detectors that we plug them into the wall, right, Sturgios?
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. You can get them from Home Depot and kind of get them plugged into the wall. You know, nothing's going to really give you as good of a alert as that 48-hour test, because that's going to tell you the real living conditions. My personal opinion on this one, I wouldn't put too much faith in those ones that you can buy from Home Depot, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to having a professional test done and applied appropriately.
I agree.
I have a question. For the types of radon test, are there different tiers of radon testing? And what I mean by that is, are there various contraptions that are used where the inhabitants can move in and out of the house while it's being tested, or does that area have to be like closed off with no activity?
No, great question. So there are different types of testing methods. One of the more common ones that you'll see is the charcoal packs, as they call them, charcoal packs or charcoal discs. They're literally just a little pack that you have to hang for the 48 hours, and it absorbs it through the charcoal. Same thing with the disc. It almost kind of looks like a hockey puck. Mm-hmm. And the idea is you want to put it in the lowest livable area of the home. So, for example, James, yours, you said you had a finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to want to put it, in the lowest livable area that is heated and cooled. That way it's going to really simulate what the living conditions are going to be. And again, we want what we call a closed house condition. What that means is you can kind of exit and enter as you would going to the grocery store, going to work, that type thing. But we don't want you propping up the door for 20 minutes. And we don't want the windows open at all for that 48-hour test. It's really, really important that, especially from the realtor side of it, if you have a radon test going on, make sure that you tell those clients, hey, listen, you're going to make sure that you want to keep these doors and windows closed as much as possible. The machines that we use, we kind of always reinvest in the company. So the machines that we use are actually the latest and greatest. What's so good about ours is the fact that, not that we don't trust people, but we don't trust people. So,
just saying.
So our machines actually have tilt alerts. Mm-hmm. So if a seller was to try to manipulate it,
mm-hmm.
So that it was to try to determine if the test was going to be altered in any way, mm-hmm. it has a tilt alert. It automatically marks where that machine was messed with. And it's going to continue to read, but it's going to have an indication. Hey, on the 16th hour, someone touched your machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could say that that was never the case, but mm-hmm. we have had people that have tried to do it. And they didn't realize that it had a tilt alert, and mm-hmm. they apparently covered it with a plastic bag because mm-hmm. they picked it up, wrapped it in a plastic bag. So I was getting readings, 6 to 8. And then after 24 hours, it went to 0.
Oh.
And then at the 47th hour, it starts creeping back up, mm-hmm. And gotcha. I said, well, I'm not saying that you moved it, but I'm saying someone moved it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. where it's really, really important, making sure that you have the best available testing material, whether that is making sure on a vacant house, mm-hmm. you can use those charcoal packs in an area where they're not going to be disturbed, or you're not going to have. I had one sweet, sweet seller. She saw some dust on my machine, so she wanted to spray it. So she decided to spray it with Lysol and ruin the sensor in it. She goes, oh, I made it clean for you. I went, you sure did, didn't you?
Sure did.
You know, but that was truly a genuine, you know, she didn't know what she was doing, you know, even though it says stop, do not touch, you know. You just, you know, people, you got to love them.
So what's your contact information and what's your company that you're affiliated with, Sergio? I'm asking for those who are listening out there as well as some selfish reasons. And plus, I've got to get out. I've really got to meet some clients.
Absolutely. So my name is Sturgis. I'm the owner-operator of Stratton Inspections. We cover the triad of North Carolina. We have a small, dedicated team that goes above and beyond. And what we are able to do is offer a better inspection at a better rate. We actually offer a 549 inspection special, which gives you a home inspection, a radon test, and a termite inspection up to 2,000 square feet for $549.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's pretty good. That is awesome.
Yeah, we were able to partner and do some partnering with a local Stark Exterminators. They're a family-run termite business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul knows them. Their slogan is beyond the call, and they absolutely live up to every step of that.
Awesome.
And you can reach us at StrattonInspectionsLLC.com, or you can call me directly at 336-978-3856. We're always available, even just for a quick little if you want to shoot a picture to us and go, hey, what is this when you're doing a showing? We're always available for that to kind of, you know, this is, we got to always work together, you know, make sure that we're doing the best for our clients. And that's what we want to make sure we're doing.
I have a quick question. While you're doing that test, you know, during the 48 hours, can you tell, like, do you have like a screen that it feeds that, you know, it talks to back in your office so you can get a reading on it? Or so
we have Bluetooth technology built in, and what I'm going to do right now. So I'm actually going to pull up, I'll have to hide some of the data. But so we have an app on our phone that has all the customer database. Okay. So right now, let me pull this so you can't. What you guys are going to see, let me see if that, let me unblur my background here. Because I know how to do that.
I am going to bow out gracefully at this point. But it was great. This is great content, great information, Paul and Sturgio. So I really appreciate it. I wish I could be on here for the duration of this podcast, but I really do have to go. I got to hustle.
Well, I'm glad I got to see you, James. It was good to see you.
You too.
James.
Take care.
So,
you're the man, James. Thank you.
And again, reach out if you need anything, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to kind of show you, everyone else what we see. And this is actually...
We're here. Okay. I'm just going to put you on one thing so we can see a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. So this is actually going to... I'm going to show you what we see, and then I'm going to actually show you a version of the report. And what's interesting about this one, you know, the rain that we had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to show you what you guys are going to see, an hour by hour reading.
Okay.
So you can actually see where it was that entire time. So these are going to be your levels, and at the bottom is going to be your hour. And how we can tell if it's been a valid test or if the doors have been open or closed. Yeah. See how we have a constant temperature and our humidity after we've leveled out is at a constant level as well.
Mm-hmm.
That lets us know that, you know, that was the air conditioner or actually, you know, heater running, and it was running constantly. But as you see it drifting up, you can tell it started to rain right about the 18th to 20th hour of that test. Mm-hmm. And remember, as we were talking, Paul, earlier, as the water table rises, so does that gas table, and that where it brings us to where we're at. Now, fortunately, this one was only at 0.7. result, and we're going to be good with that. So if we actually pull up the report from the realtor side of it, what you're going to get is a full breakdown of the report. Let me go past the what's good about these reports. So in the first couple pages is a true breakdown. This is actually from the EPA. It gives you a breakdown of the radon, kind of the information that you had, Paul, at the beginning of the call, right? And it's going to tell you what needs to be done, how it needs to be done. And this is a generalization of, hey, if it's between these levels, it needs to be done. And so we're going to give you a full breakdown on the general explanation of everything. And there it is, that graph again. So you can clearly see when everything is and how high those levels were. So this is actually going to what you're going to be delivered when you do a radon test with us, and you can see exactly where it's at. And what's really nice about it, if you're at that, like, you know, four, right at that four, 3.9, 4.1, it doesn't average. So if you say, okay, well, it rained this day and this day, and I can pull up some test results where we had 2 days of rain. So you see it go up, and then it starts to settle back down, and then it goes up again. So you got to determine for yourself and for your client, hey, we're right at that four level. You know, during the wet season, chances are you're going to be a lot higher. And during the dry season, you're going to be lower. So that's where you're going to have to do what you guys do. And I'm glad I'm on this side, not that side, and do those negotiations.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, Sergio. So, and I know some radon mitigation companies here in the triad. So if anyone has any questions on that, please feel free to reach out to me. So Sturdios is a home inspector, and he inspects and finds the levels for you. Now, to get it mediated, you don't do the mediation. There are companies that do that, correct? And that goes by square footage.
Correct. So we don't do it. It'd be a conflict of interest, because then, you know, hey, you know, well, you're at this, but it could be, you know, we never want to feel like we're kind of forcing anyone's hand or doing anything that would appear to be, you know, biased in our favor. So yeah, we will absolutely do the testing, but in no way do we do any of the mitigation. And that is simply because we always want to be above board. Now, again, the average cost is about $1,500, give or take. And the amount of the mitigation you'll need really depends upon your numbers. So if you're at that 6-8, you know, one pump should be able to take care of it, you know, and one cylinder should be able to take care of it. But again, I have been in properties where they literally have three different pump stations that tie up just because the radons are, I don't even want to know what the radon levels were, because when I tested them, they were still kind of high. They were below what the EPA recommends, but that was with three pumps running full time.
It's amazing. So I'm pull up this map real quick. Everyone watching, you see the red counties. By the way, there's 100 counties in North Carolina. The red is P4 PCI or greater, those mm-hmm. counties. The zone number two, which is more the orange color, those are 2 to 4 PCIs. And then zone three, it's 2 PCIs or less, as you can see. I pulled up a website, and it is ncdhhs.gov. And it shows the highest levels of radon that's been recorded in the counties. Guilford's highest level is 68.4 PCI.
Wow.
Forsyth County is 62.6 PCI. I'm from Randolph County. It's 18.9 PCI. And you get down to Hope County, and that's 2.9 is the highest level. Well, again, this is like what we talked about earlier. It's sandy counties, right? Because mm-hmm. when you go below mm-hmm. Sanford, you start getting to sand out to the coast. Sampson County, 1.1 PCI. We're talking about southeastern. We're getting towards the coast.
So those first counties must have been, was that the mountains, Paul?
That is the triad. That is the Piedmont. That is High Point, Winston, and Greensboro, the cities mm-hmm. for people to understand. Alamance County's Burlington, 7.7 is the highest they've rated. Let's see, Guilford is 6. Yeah, Guilford's High Point and Greensboro, both in Guilford County. You know what's really interesting about that? There are two courthouses in Guilford County. It's funny. Each county's got its own courthouse, but High Point and Greensboro got in this big rival, and they just made their own courthouses. It's so stupid. But anyway.
Just to remember, that EPA map is a generalization, you know?
Yeah.
Just because you're going to live in one of those counties is, oh, well, I'm going to be only be between 2 and 4. No, that is an average of those counties. You know, now you read those peak ones, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to have someone at 0.3, but you're going to have someone at 68. you know?
Yeah.
I mean, between those two, you've already averaged 34.
Transylvania County. That is the southern eastern part by the mountains. 305.7 PCI.
No. Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
So we got that's a record right there.
I mean, you're just going to need radon. Yeah. If you need it, you need to start a small business, go out to Transylvania County.
Absolutely. And start
that radon mitigation system.
Of course, that system is going to break your whole bank right there. Just putting it all.
Next to it's Henderson County, 259.5 PCIs. Yeah. And then it drops. Polk is right next to that, and it drops to 21.5. Incredible.
So, and, you know, here's the other thing. It says the highest reported, you know.
Reported, yeah.
If these people aren't doing the radon test when they move into the houses, they could be in one of those houses where they have a new record,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not even know it. It's kind of funny you talk about, like, these numbers. You know, me and a couple of my home inspector buddies, you know, every time we get a high one, we'll kind of shoot it off to them. My friend, he has dethroned me with a 42. So
he hit a 42?
He hit a 42 in Mecklenburg County, actually.
Yadkin?
Mecklenburg, of all places, down south.
Mecklenburg, yeah. That's raw. I mean, that's Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he dethroned me with a 42. It kind of hurt a little bit, but, you know, I'm still out there trying to do it.
Well, I you know, a lot of when I first got into this business, when they would do radon inspections, I'd be like, oh, no, it's going to rain. Oh, no, it's going to rain. The levels are going up. But, I've learned to be more neutral about that. It's like, yeah, we need to know these things. We need to know these things. So learn to accept them. Awesome. And what would you say to someone right now if they were buying a house and radon was brought to them by their realtor? Would you encourage a radon inspection?
So I'm one of those that, you know, to be better prepared and know all your options, mm-hmm. right? Because, again, we're talking literally 10% of what the repair would be, right? So do you want to spend that $150 or whatever whoever the home inspector is charging and know that your family is safe? You know, or do you want to roll the dice and either your family can be in danger, or now when you go to sell the house, you're on the hook because the new person that's buying the house is going, oh, I know about radon. I want it taken care of. You didn't get it tested. It's at 12. You need to put a system in on your dime.
Mm-hmm.
So $150 worth of prevention is a small price to pay, as opposed to having to shell out $1,500 to get it repaired later.
Or treatments due to, God forbid, cancer or other types of health issues.
That you just can't put a ticket on a price on, you know?
Yeah.
That being said, I strongly encourage new home construction, whether it's Stratton Inspections or someone else, a lot of slabs are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Make it the builder's problem, right? Make it the builder's responsibility to repair. Because if you don't, you waive that right to it, then it's your problem for the rest of the time that you own that house.
That's right.
And God forbid you have somebody who's already in a compromised health position that's being exposed to something that can honestly lead to death.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially after I'm learning this on this podcast, when there's new construction going on, check your radon levels because they may go back up due to the fact that the gas takes the path of least resistance, can easily wind up in your living room, in your basement, in your crawl space. You don't have a ventilated crawl space. It's coming into the house.
You just hit on it right there. That's a very good point too, because a lot of people will have a crawl space, their numbers are fine, but then they'll encapsulate the crawl space for moisture, which is great. I'm not knocking encapsulation, you know. It's great. It's going to keep it dry. You're going to have to not worry about any mold, mildew, but now you've sealed it. Now there's nowhere for that gas to go except up through your floor. So another thing to kind of keep in mind moving down the line.
Gotcha, yeah. Well, Stadios, thank you for all the information you gave us today. How can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, by all means, reach out to StrattonInspectionsLLC.com. Again, you can reach me on my cell phone. Shoot me a text if you have a question, 336-978-3856. Or you can always call 877-BEFORE-YOU-BUY. That's the office number, and you can get all the answers that you need right there.
Smooth before you buy. Nice. Susan, thank you again for joining us. And how can people get a hold of you in Jupiter, Florida?
Oh, well, you can call my cell, 843-499-0025. And I'd be more than happy to show you around. Come on down.
Awesome. Awesome.
Live like you're on vacation.
You guys are both from Florida, is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm from Tarpon Springs area, so
yeah.
Freak out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Still beautiful weather.
Awesome. It's citrus time, isn't it? They're getting all the oranges. I'm assuming. I know in Arizona, I just got back from Arizona. I was there last week and it was citrus season there. They were picking up lemons, oranges, grapefruits, all that's coming in now for them.
Yeah, I'm not I think they have a little bit. I'm not going to say yes because I don't actually know, but I'm thinking it might be another month or so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right, y'all.
Everyone, take care.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.